What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Since last we hung out, I've had a birthday. I'm now 40. I'm an old. I'm not that old, but I'm an older man than I was last time we hung out. I'm excited to be here. And one of my super favorite people on this earth asked me a question. And so today's episode is going to be me answering that question. So with that said, this cute theme song, and we'll come back here in a few seconds. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, so some of you guys know one of my favorite people in this whole funnel hacking community is Rachel Peterson. And she voxed me this morning and asked me a question that I thought was really good. So I'm going to respond to her through podcast because that's how I work. You can respond to one person or you can respond through podcast and you respond to a whole bunch of people. So hopefully this helps everybody. Rachel, you're amazing. Thanks for the question. And here we go.
So now that you're 40, if you could go back to 30-year-old you, what would you tell yourself? I'm 30 and I'm kind of excited because I have a decade. Can I surpass what you've done in 10 years? No, probably not. But at the same time, I'd love to give it a try. What would you tell me at 30 versus what would you tell you at 30 if you could go back in time?
All right. So to answer your question, Rachel, and everybody who's listening in, it's interesting because we each go through different phases, right? And so The way I answer this may be just because of the phase I'm in right now. In fact, it was interesting when my dad turned 60. I remember we celebrated up at these trailers that my parents have, and my mom sat down and she had $10 for each decade he was alive. So I gave him $60, and each $10 she'd give him, he would talk about that decade of his life, like, you know, from 0 to 10, and 10 to 20, 20 to 30, and like just each of the different phases. And I still remember the thing that was most profound to me is he said that the favorite decade he had so far was the one where he was like 40 to 50, which is when he was coaching me and my brothers at wrestling. So that was, of all the decades, his favorite. And I was like, interesting, because I thought my favorite decade would be the one where I'm in the arena, like when I was actually wrestling, you know, or doing my thing. And so that was kind of interesting just to hear that. And then it was also interesting, last week going to Tony Robbins, had his 60th birthday party. And so we had a chance to go there and see kind of reflection on his life and what he did. And I don't know if I told you guys or not, but he raised $18 million for OUR at his birthday party, which was so cool. So anyway, so it's just been kind of a fun time to reflect. And looking back now, it's like, okay, I'm 40. I've got the next decade till I'm 50 and then one till 60. So I got two more decades to be where Tony's at. And it's like, what do I want to do the same? What do I want to do different? Like, what are all the things? And it's interesting because I would say the last 10 years, specifically the last five, for me, has been this grind to create and to build ClickFunnels and to write 3 books and to do all the things that we're doing. And I think that there's a season for all entrepreneurs where that's what you do, right? Where you're in the thick of it. And for me, that's been the season I've been in for the last, you know, more than a decade now, is in the grind and the hustle and the, you know, all those kind of things. And as I'm transitioning now to 40s and this next, you know, decade or whatever, the reflective period, it's interesting because I'm trying to think more strategically and start thinking about, like, what are the things that I actually enjoy the most? It was interesting. I've had a chance this year quite a few times to hang out with Jenna Kutcher, and Jenna was really good at, like, or is really good at, like, saying, this is what I want my life to look like, and then building all the things around that. And I think I was always kind of afraid of that, because I was like, no, if I do that, then I'm not gonna be able to have the impact and serve as many people as I want and all these things, right? Like, instead I need to, you know, I gotta be the guy, I gotta build the things, and I gotta you know, build the empire, the dynasty, whatever. But it was interesting, 2 weeks ago I was hanging out with Jenna, and we're sitting there, and she was there with her and her team of, you know, her small team of people, and you know, they just won the KBB launch, like outsold everybody by 2 to 1 or more, like just killed it. She has this podcast that's killing it, and she spends tons of time at home with her kids and with her husband, traveling, And it's interesting because, like, as I look at through the lens, I'm like, I envy what she has now because she's been able to do it at a huge level without sacrificing all the other things around her. And I asked her about that a little bit. I'm like, how have you done that? And what was interesting is she told me, you know, she's like, for me, she's like, I value the most is freedom. So she's like, I could have got an office and I could have got staff. Then I would feel like I had to go into the office and I had to do all these things. And it was just interesting because she was able to do, you know, similar to what I've been trying to do. But I thought to be able to do it, I had to have all these things, the office and the staff and the people. And looking back now, I'm like, what are like the things I actually enjoy the most? Right. And I think this has been a theme for me for the last probably 6 months or so, maybe a year, just looking like, what are the things I enjoy the most? Because now that I'm in this role in the business, I do a lot of things I don't enjoy as much. I'm trying to transition out and shift things around. And I keep thinking like, let's say this ClickFunnels journey for me was done. Like what would I do next? And I really think what I would do next, I would look at like, what is my superpower in a business, right? Like the thing that I get excited by and I geek out on, the thing that I love the most, and it's the funnel piece, right? Like I love brainstorming the funnel, designing it, creating it, optimizing it, like all the things. But I don't like, I'm not good at like after the funnel is live. Like I'm not good at long-term customer support and maintenance and driving traffic, and like all those things are not really my strong suit. I get excited by the art of it, but then not the long-term maintenance of it. And so it's like, for me, like that's my favorite part. And so it's like, could I have the same impact I'm having now, maybe even a bigger level where I just do that piece of it? And we were joking, this is probably inappropriate. So cover the ears of your children if they're listening to the podcast right now. But we were joking how like, it's the same thing with, oh man, I don't know if I should be going down this road, but here we are. So like being a parent, right? Like there's one piece of your parenting journey that is pure like amazingness, right? It doesn't last long. It's, you know, depending on who you are, it's a few minutes to maybe an hour of like 100% enjoyment in the parenting, right? And then that moment's over, and then it's like you transition to the like the rest of it, right? Where now it's like, now, you know, we have to go through 9 months of pregnancy, then we have to give birth, and then we have to feed the baby and help it, and then teach it how to walk, and then how to talk, and then how to go to school. And then if they become teenagers, they start hating you for the most ridiculous reasons, like the fact that you feed them every day and you help them, and your only goal is to make them survive this life and not be bad people, and they hate you for it. And then, yes, as you can tell, I have a teenager now, so I'm starting to feel that phase of it. You know what I mean? And so it's all the different... It's all the things, right? It's like you have this one piece of like pure enjoyment followed by 18 years of effort and struggle and trial and hardships, right? That's not true. There are definitely peaks of happiness in between, but it's hard. Like there's that one piece of having a kid that's like the best, right? And then I was talking about in business, the same thing. Like for me, like that is building the funnel. It's like, oh, we had built a funnel and it's this amazing experience. And then it's like, then it's over, and it's like, oh, now we've got to care for the baby, and we've got to do customer support, and we've got to maintain it, we've got to drive traffic, and we've got to make sure it's legally compliant, and we've got to, you know, and like, and the longer you run, the more updates you got to make, and then you got to create more ads, and it's like, all these things are just like, ah, like, I don't necessarily love that part of it. But some people do, right? Like, John Parks, my team, like, he, like, that's the best part for him. Like, he, like, for him, the most exciting thing is not building the funnel. It's like, some hands in the funnel that converts. It's like, oh, I got to go drive traffic. It's like, oh, that's where he gets his the best part for him, right? That's I'm trying to do this whole episode without saying words that would offend little kids. I have too many young listeners now. Anyway, you guys, you know what I'm talking about, right? First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes baby and the baby carriage. So it's like it's that piece of it, right? And so but everyone, that piece is different, right? Everyone enjoys different parts of it. I guess that also the metaphor relates. Anyway, I won't keep grinding on that metaphor, but you get what I'm saying. And so for me, it's like, looking at this next chapter of my life, I'm like, is there a way that I could come in and just do the part that I love the most and not have to do all the other things? And it's hard. Like when I'm the business owner, like I'm responsible for so many things where it's like, and I think for so long in my life, I needed the ego of like, I want to be the business owner. I need to be the CEO. I need to be the boss. And it's like, I don't know if that's necessarily what the next decade I want to do. Like I would rather come into companies and be like, hey, let me do my magic trick. I'm going to have my one night stand, then I'm out. and then I'm gonna hand it back to you guys, and you're in charge now of raising the baby and making sure it turns into a good human being. But I'm, should we call this episode like the one night stand marketing? That's horrible. But that's kind of what it is. Like figuring out like what is the one piece in a very ethical, moral, good way that you love, and then going to companies and just applying your art there, right? And then not having to worry about the other things that take away the excitement and the happiness and the thrill for you. So I would say, from my advice looking back now, is that there's definitely a season where all of us have to grind and hustle and like learn the skill set, right? I spent the last decade mastering my art, and now I know it. I'm good at it. And I think the next decade is going to be less of me trying to build huge companies and more of me using my skill set to come in and do my piece of it and then leave. And so how is that going to look? I don't know yet. I have ideas, and those things will hopefully, you know, start being seen over the next couple of years. But I think for all of you guys, I would say the same kind of thing. It's like, don't stress so much about making your weaknesses become strengths. Instead, like, double down on your strengths, become really good at them, and then go figure out where can you apply your strengths for the most leverage. Like coming to somebody and saying, "Hey, I'm really good at traffic. Let me do the traffic for you. I want to be partner in this thing." Or, "I'm really good at the funnel. Or, I'm really good at copywriting." I had this copywriter who at the time was like one of the best copywriters ever, and this is when our company was kind of struggling. And I offered him. I said, "I'll give you 20% of my company if you'll write copy for me for free." Not for free. I said I'd pay you per project, but it's not going to be like your high end thing, but like just basically cost so that you can survive and 20% of the company. And he told me no. He told me no. I messaged him the other day. I was like, "Just so you know, if you said yes to that deal, your monthly paycheck would be," and I told him, and he was like throwing up in his mouth. But he had the opportunity, right, to take his skill set, the superpower he had, and apply it to something where he could have just written and then went back to bed, and I would have done the rest of the stuff, right? I would have built the funnels, I would have done the stuff, and he would have got paid insane amounts the rest of his life. Right? There's some people who are the best in the world to support, some people who are the best in the world, whatever. Like, so I think for me, it's like spend the next, whatever, 3 to 5, 10 years becoming the best in the world at your thing. Like, wherever you're standing at, like, strengthen there, become the best there. And then after that's done, then go and like take that superpower and go apply it to other places. I think, you know, right now for most of you guys, you're in your testing ground where you're learning this stuff and you're doing it for the very first time. So it's like, become the best in the world at it. Become the best podcast editor, become the best support person, become the best traffic, best Facebook, best designer, best whatever it is, the piece that you love the most. And just spend the next year, 2 years, like geeking out, becoming the best in the world at it. And then take that skill set and go and plug into opportunities where you can come in, do your magic power, and step back out. And you're not tied down to the long-term, all the other pieces of it. You know, you can tie in and get equity, tie in and get royalties, whatever that thing might be, but it gives you the ability to stay 100% focused on what you love and not have to get tied down in the parts that you don't love. And man, I wish I would have done that earlier, because I'm not going to lie, the last 10 years have been a lot. I am worn out and I'm tired. But it was also my training ground to be able to become the best in the world at what I do now, right? And now I can go and I can ask for, I can get those kind of deals as often as I want. So anyway, that's all I got. I hope that helps. It's funny, we were watching Billy Madison the other day, my wife and I, it was on TV somewhere. So maybe it's like Billy Madison, he gives the answer at the end. It's like, "Nowhere in any of your incoherent babbling did you come even close to a rational thought. The audience is all now dumber for having heard this." So maybe that's how you guys feel right now. If so, I apologize. But if not, hopefully got some value. But I think the biggest thing, again, is like, wherever you're at now, like, don't dabble. Like, become the best in the world at it. Spend this next season doing that. And then from there, you've got the superpower you can plug in and you can amplify other people's superpowers. And that's where you have a chance to go in, get out, do your one night stand, do the thing you love the most, and then profit from it for the long term. So, all right, that's all I got to say. I'm about to go film the Dotcom Secrets new sales video. And then we're doing, in like 5 hours from now, doing the Expert Secret Sales video. And then like in 9 hours from now, doing the Traffic Secret Sales videos. All 3 book funnels being redone. It's exciting. It's fun. And that's where we're at. So appreciate you all. Thanks for everything. And I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.